It's like very like Band-Aid type thing on the human body, you know, on the arm or anywhere. And then it will collect the information from the chemical world, right? This is a chemical world. And then it will transmit that through the backbone internet. That's why we call it cyberspace. And like mobile device. But then this area is electromagnetic communication, right? We are this typical communication field. So this gateway must do some reprocessing, right? From the chemical world, you will take all these and then convert them into electromagnetic waves, or vice versa. Electromagnetic waves will come, it will be converted into chemical waves, chemical you know, particles, and then will be transmitted to the area that we need to address. So now, the cyberspace, like there are these emergency actions, right? If there is, you know, some emergency, the CDC is the Controlled Disease Center in Atlanta. They're based in Atlanta. They were very, you know, famous during the COVID time. And then clinical database, or clinic, and also like physician's office, right? So now, what we are trying to do is a closed loop. So when, like, each of us can transmit, you know, our body, you know, intrinsically, information to your doctor, right? Your doctor can get alarm if there are some abnormalities or anything alarming, and then doctor can take a look at it, and then see, and then also all the information, collected before, they are stored in a process stored. And then we will use AI machine learning techniques. We'll download that information from the past about the patient and the new information. The doctor can decide what to do. It can either retransmit signals to the human body and tell to the remorse, do this action, that action. It sounds very science fiction, right? But it's really true. And then, or if it cannot do that, so it will, you know, definitely, you know, go to the patient or call the patient and then do, you know, in-person treatments, right? So that's the biggest big picture of the Panacea architecture. So the project had these work packages, typical. I just want to produce, you know, show you the big picture here. So on the left-hand side is all theory. On the right-hand side is all experiments with the medical and bio people. So the left-hand side, what we do is the following. First of all, we design these remores. Design and produce, right? Design of bio-nano sensors. That's what we will inject inside the body, right, this year. And then we need to some kind of find sensor interface chip of remore, meaning the information collected, the remore must send it through the body, like that gateway to outside, right? That's the interface chip. And of course, the remores will also communicate with each other. Don't forget that. They will create a swarm of these remores by nanosensors. And then how you integrate them, meaning how will they communicate? All these questions are the work package one. And work package two is that how do we model infections and drug delivery? You have seen one, the Samsung case I told you. We use that model or those models for the drug delivery part. Remember we said if we find out that there is some irregularity or some problems, we will also do drug delivery, right? So that goes with that task 2.1. And then another question here is that we call this near field wireless data and power transfer, meaning like from the gateway, you go to your cell phone, right? It's a very close distance. And they will call, you know, it's called near field, like very close communication. And they will be doing, you know, communication in the electromagnetic part.